In life, we come to expect certain things. Light bulbs light and tigers roar. But what if we came to expect something more? At Honda, that's just what we do. And it's led us to the Honda Accord LX. With more torque and passenger volume than a Toyota Camry. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer and test drive the Honda Accord today to see what expecting more gets you.
Comparison made to comparably equipped models. See dealer for financing details.
There are so many great things to say about the Honda CR-V. So to save time, we've condensed them down into one easy acronym. TEUSNAWRBSUVBOTYCWBAMRCS. That stands for 2018 U.S. News & World Report Best SUV Brand of the Year. Complete with Bluetooth and multi-angle rearview camera. Standard. The Honda CR-V. Available to test drive today.
Visit U.S. News Best Cars at usnews.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Now, our guest today is the talented and very entertaining Neil Morrissey. Now, we know him as Greg McConnell, who owns the bar on the beach, and is a father confessor on the hit series Good Karma Hospital, the place here in the U.S. on Acorn TV, in the U.K. on ITV. Now, he brings his talents to a brand new series. It's a hit in the U.K., and it will be a hit here in the United States on Acorn TV. It's called Striking Out. It's a legal dramedy. It stars the great young actress Amy Haberman, who plays Tara Rafferty, a Dublin-based attorney that finds out that the man she's about to marry is having an affair, so she breaks off the engagement. She leaves the law firm that she's presently at and starts her own firm with the help of her mentor, Vincent Pike. Yep, you guessed it, played by none other than Neil Morrissey. He is a kind of a Denny Crane vibe going in this show for all those fans of Boston Legal, myself being one of them. Striking Out is a must-see program. It's going to be a hit here in the United States. As we said, it's already a hit in the UK. So we're going to talk to Neil about that straight away, except first, let's take a moment to talk a little bit about Audible. You guys know that I'm a big fan of audiobooks, and I've been a subscriber to Audible for over a decade. Now, audiobooks are a great way to help you be a better you. Doesn't matter if you want to be healthier or if you need to get motivated or you just want to try something new. You got to go to Audible, okay? Now, I'm going to give you a couple of recommendations of two books I have recently listened to on Audible. One, and I know you're going to love this one because everybody hits me up on Twitter, on Tumblr, and on Facebook about Bachelor. The Bachelor is to them the show they cannot miss. And if they do miss it, they binge watch it. They have parties. There's bachelor parties. There's bachelorette parties. I know you're obsessed with it. Well, there is an outstanding book for you. I just finished listening to it, as I said, on Audible. It's called Bachelor Nation, Inside the World of America's Guiltiest Pleasure, written by Amy Kaufman. Now, Amy takes you behind the scenes of one of the most popular television shows in history. I guarantee you, if you're a Bachelor fan, you're going to want this Audible book, okay? Now, one I just finished listening to on Audible was Live from New York, The Complete and Uncensored History of Saturday Night Live, as told by its stars, its writers, and its guests. It was penned by James Andrew Miller, as well as our good friend, Pulitzer Prize winner, and former Washington Post TV critic, Tommy Shales. I listened to it. I loved every last minute of it. I'm probably going to listen to it again. It tells you everything you always wanted to know behind the scenes of Saturday Night Live. And anything that's penned by my buddy Tommy Shales is great. I love listening to it. You're going to love listening to it as well. Now, Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices. You can pick up exactly where you left off, whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home, where you can also listen to it on your Amazon Echo. You can get through tons of books in the time it takes to read just one. And you can do it hands-free and eye-free while doing anything. Now, Audible members get credit every month, good for any audiobook in our entire store, regardless of price. And the unused credits roll over to the next month. Didn't like your audiobook look? You can exchange it. No questions asked. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back and listen, re-listen. I do it all the time, anytime you want to, even if you cancel your membership. Now, here's something fun and something that we're going to be giving to you just because I love Audible and you're going to love it as much as I do. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/streamon or text streamon to 500-500 and you'll get a 30-day trial and your first audiobook free, okay? Again, go to audible.com/streamon or text streamon to 500-500 and you'll get a 30-day trial and your first audiobook free courtesy of Audible and StreamOn. You can do it with audiobooks. Okay, now you know about Audible. Let's talk about Neil Morrissey and Neil's new show, Striking Out. And by the way, I got to tell you, I had the opportunity to look at Striking Out. I watched the first show. I literally had to watch the second and third. So I've seen three of these shows already. It is so much fun. It is so entertaining on so many levels. And Neil, I got to tell you, I can see why it's a hit in the UK. I know it's going to be a hit here in the United States.
Good. I'm glad you like it. My missus, who is a lawyer, she said it's one of the finest things she's seen me in. So that's always a compliment coming from the family, because normally the closer ones to you are the more honest.
Yeah, it was. It's funny. I was telling Phyllis a couple of minutes ago. I started watching the show, and I ended up binge watching my way through half the season in one night. And
good man.
And it's like, wow, it's well written, it's well acted. And what I like about your character so much is obviously you have you're the Tara's mentor, but what a great sense of humor and timing, and you keep things moving in such a fun way.
I started off with charm and then stuck the script on top. Yeah.
It's from episode one on, I mean, you became a character that I just automatically, thought, wow, what a great meaty character.
Good. Good, because obviously he's battling his demons a little bit, but it's good to play and it's fun because lawyers generally, it's such a high pressure job that there's got to be somewhere to let the steam off, and I think humor is and what we would call trench humor or gallows humor, comes very much into the fore on with a character like this as well. So yeah, it was good fun to play, really good fun, and also I love Dublin. I mean, it is another country, shooting in the capital of another country, and that's always a joy. And Dublin's a city that I love. My parents are both Irish, so I've obviously I've visited Ireland and particularly Dublin many, many occasions. And to work there with the crews and with Amy and all the Irish actors, it was great. And it was a Swedish director, so she was seeing Dublin through new eyes too. Mm-hmm. So no one's ever seen Dublin portrayed, without an accordion and a violin in a corner with a straw cottage somewhere, with someone ploughing a field. It showed it for the metropolitan modern city that it actually is, which I really did like about it.
I was going to say, one of the things that I enjoyed about it was that it did have that real, vibe of a world, like a world capital. It was, it wasn't like you were stuck in the backlands. As you said, it really, even in the first, maybe 10, 15 minutes of the show, when Amy leaves her bachelorette party and heads across town, there's that, cityscape that you see really gives you a feel for the city.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think Lisa Larson, who directed the first series, she really captured that. She really captured the Dublin. And we were be on our toes, you know, occasionally. She'd say, no, I don't want that shot. I want this. I want to see that. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's where we got all the stuff around the new marina as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, drone shots coming down the river under the bridges. I mean, it was just a new way of seeing Dublin. It was just beautiful, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the outstanding, well, since your wife is a lawyer, maybe she gave you a little few tips on it, but the courtroom stuff is well done and sharp too. And, you know,
it's just a fun way of looking at it. Yeah. It's like learning a different language to learn those words for those kind of scenes. It's like learning a whole different language because, you know, out of court, even lawyers don't talk like that. So it's different because there's no, the exposition isn't one of question answer. It's not one of thought and reply. It's it's almost, you know, it's planned from the lawyer's point of view in order to sort of, you know, gauge the people who are in the dock and try and reach the truth. So it's full of non sequitur from an actor's point of view, and it's really difficult to learn because the association is not there, and you don't get someone asking you a question that you can reply to. You are on the prowl, on the attack the whole time with the dialogue. So it's very difficult to do.
Well, the other thing is that you and Amy have such a good on-screen relationship with each other. And it's almost like you've got a shorthand or a chemistry where even a look is meaningful.
Yeah, well, it's great because, I mean, obviously Amy's such a great actress too. And having that interplay was really good because, you know, from the character's point of view, he's a little bit in love with Tara. He was her mentor and brought her on and recognized what a great lawyer she really is. And is happy to work with her at any time and protect her fiercely. There's that there as well. He's definitely a little bit in love with her. I think it's part of the reason why his relationship breaks down with his actual wife is the fact that it's obvious to his wife. Who you never meet. You just get she gets reported but never seen.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
I agree.
I do think, and there's also the cast of characters around that aren't part of the legal side, but are just part of the gang. What a fun and interesting group of actors you have in that group.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Fiona O'Shaughnessy, who plays the sort of private detective, you know, our little spy, she's just fantastic to work with too. And it's a great character, isn't it? You know, when you find out that she's a struggling mother as well, and you know, life isn't so easy for her either. And that's what you get the exposition. Ray, who's, you know, a gay man in Dublin, you know, having problems with his own life and etc. He's obviously extremely intelligent and becomes one of the gang really quickly. And Vincent befriends him, you know, really quickly from not really liking him, but has to go and represent him and then actually really likes him, gets him out of jail. It's good. Yeah, I love all the dynamics. It's very, you know, the gang is important. That's what we were saying, because then when you bring in a character who you have to prosecute in court or is, as you might call, the case of the week or whatever, you know, they add another dynamic which affects the family. You know, so you've got all of that dynamic, all those dynamics going on too. It's really well constructed.
Well, and the people that you end up defending, I mean, the storylines in that, we start off with a, you know, I don't want to give away, you know, the first one right off the get-go and do a spoiler alert from the beginning, but all I can tell you is when you watch the first episode of Striking Out, the character is a very entertaining character who they defend on many different levels.
And great that we've got such a plethora of wonderful talent in Ireland to draw upon, you know, to make these characters come to life. And you're right. you know, that they're fun to watch and the storylines are intriguing. You know, that's why I can understand you binge watching, because you want to find out how this is going to affect them, you know, and what the outcomes are going to be. You know, it's good.
I feel sorry for the people in Ireland that had to wait a week to watch the next one.
Good. Well, season two on the way as well, mate. So you got plenty of watching to do yet.
I'm one of these people that, you know, I don't just watch something once. I end up watching it two or three times. So it's not, I always look back and, you know, pick up something I might have missed the first time or something like that.
I like doing that too, because it can be bamboozling, can't it? The idea of it. Much is that. And then you pick up more nuances. Like you say, you know, the relationship between Tara and Vincent, and Tara and Eric, and, you know, her parents and the other judges, et cetera. Right. It's all there. It's all there. You know, it's good.
Yeah. And, you know, when I get a little tired of not being able to watch Strike Out, I can always go check out Good Karma Hospital too. So,
Yeah, well, Good Karma's a lot of fun, and it's all that saffrons, pinks, bright colors. We shot it in Sri Lanka, and it's set in Kerala. And, you know, the storylines in that, you've got the hospital drama, but then you've got the real relationship outside, which is where my character really comes into that, because he's basically the beach bar owner. But we always say that Amanda's character fixes the bodies, but she needs the barroom philosopher to fix her life. You know, they are absolutely a very powerful, strong couple who could not live without each other. And if you imagine opposites attract, you know, that's the kind of dynamic you've got between Amanda's character and my character. But she couldn't operate without having him there. You know, it's the love. They're the love of each other's lives. And whilst it's complex, it's very much tight, you know, in their souls. So it again is a lovely thing to play.
Hey Neil, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in your career and your life other than Striking Out. But first, I want to talk a little bit more about Audible. You know, last week when we were talking about binge watching, I recommended The Five on Netflix. Now, The Five is based on a book from our friend Harlan Corbin. Audible has over a dozen of his New York Times bestsellers. That's right. You can get Harlan Corbin's books on Audible, and I'm going to recommend three of them to you, okay? Second Chance, Shelter, and 6 Years. All three are outstanding whodunit mysteries, and they'll keep you wondering all the way to the end, okay? You can get them now on Audible. How about a little comedy? Sometimes I feel like a little comedy, and I got a couple of books you got to check out on the comedy side, okay? Lewis Black, The Rant Is Due, is a live in-concert performance presented as only Audible can do. It's hilarious. We love Lewis Black. The Rant Is Due. That's right. Lewis Black, The Rant Is Due. Check that one out. Now, you know we love Anna Kendrick. Her fun autobiography, Scrappy Little Nobody, is another must-add to your collection. It's absolutely hilarious. Now, as I've told you before, I've been a subscriber to Audible for nearly a decade. Why? Well, look, Audible helps me listen to more books by letting me switch seamlessly between devices. I can pick up exactly where I left off. It doesn't matter if I'm on the phone or the car. I could be listening on my tablet or at home, perhaps on my Amazon Echo. You can get through a ton of books in the time it takes you to read one, okay? Now, Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobook in their store, regardless of the price, and unused credits roll over to the next month. Now, you didn't like an audiobook? No problem. You can exchange it. No questions asked. Plus, your books are your books to keep, okay? With Audible, you can go back and re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership. Now, we are excited about our promotion that we're doing with Audible. Okay, here we go. You start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free. You go to audible.com/streamon or text streamon to 500-500. Yeah, you heard right. Start a 30-day trial. Get your first book free. All you have to do is go to audible.com/streamon or text Stream On to 500 today. Well, I personally, I think playing Greg McConnell would be kind of fun.
Oh, mate, can you imagine when you go for the audition and then you get the job of playing a beach bar owner, right, shooting in Sri Lanka and being the love interest of Amanda Redmond. I mean, that's an actor's dream, isn't it?
You know, it ain't bad, as we say here. So what's coming down the road for you, Neil? You've got the good situation of two series that are doing well.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll make both of those again this year. I'm about to embark on another series for ITV in the UK called Unforgotten, which is Nicola Walker and Sanjeev Bhaskar, two really good famous actors in the UK. Yeah. Big ITV series where I'm going to be a suspect in a murder case. But the character runs through the whole series, so it's very interesting. Really good, actually. Great dialogue to play in this one. Quite heavy and dark, yeah.
We'll keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah, Unforgotten. It's actually season three, so there are two seasons to watch anyway. I don't know where you can find it, whether it will be stateside anytime soon. But it deserves to be. It's a very good crime drama, yeah.
Actually, I get the English channels. I get ITV and all of them.
Yeah,
so
check it
out.
I
will try to check it out.
Yeah, because I think that's me really busy. From when I get home from here, that's me working. If all three series pan out the way they ought to, that'll be me till November. I've had no time off until November, which is good in many ways.
Yeah.
But it feels like a proper job now.
Special thanks to our good friend Neil Morrissey for joining us today. By all means, check out his new show, Striking Out, on Acorn. If you haven't already seen it, by all means, look into Good Karma Hospital. It's definitely worth your time. All right. Okay. Now, let's talk about subscribing to our wonderful podcast, Stream On. If you haven't already done it, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, it's easy to do. All you have to do, because it's free, is go to the iTunes store, because we are part of the Apple Podcast family. You can go to Google Play. You can find us at Blog Talk Radio. If you're one of the 35 million people who are podcast fanatics and you've downloaded the Stitcher app, well, very simple to do. Just search Stream On with Jim Williams, and we then will become part of your Stitcher family, which we hope to do. Now, last but certainly not least, if you're one of the 175 million people, myself included, who've downloaded the TuneIn app to your tablet or your phone or to both, then all you have to do is, again, search Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit your favorite button, and every week we'll have a new edition of Stream On sent directly to your tablet, to your phone, or to both. Okay, so five places to go out and to subscribe to Stream On. Please go out and do it today. All right. Again, special thanks to our guest for the day, Neil Morrissey, who joined us. Neil, of course, is involved in two outstanding series that you can find on Acorn TV, Striking Out, which starts this week. By all means, check that one out. And if you haven't already seen it, Good Karma Hospital. All right. Okay, until next time, I'm Jim Williams, your host for everyone here on Stream On. Have a wonderful and safe weekend.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
It only takes one sip of an ice-cold summer drink from McDonald's to give you a quick break from the office, and you're at a party in the Hamptons. You spot future wifey walking up, and she says,
"Can you move your chair?
What?
So I can vacuum under there."
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
This summer, come to McDonald's and try a refreshing $2 small McCafe drink, like a frozen strawberry lemonade or a $1 any size soft drink. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.